Flood warnings are in effect across the eastern interior until tomorrow afternoon. Heavy rains have swollen rivers over their banks. High water is threatening homes and roads in areas of Fairbanks and Salcha. North Star Borough Emergency Operations spokeswoman Sally Stuvik says the water from the Salcha and Tanana Rivers is overflowing into Salcha subdivisions.
We're estimating that there's between 100 and 150 residences in that area that are impacted by the flooding. Red Cross has opened an evacuation shelter, which is located at the Salcha Elementary School, and currently there are six people in the area utilizing that shelter. We are aware that 44 people have voluntarily evacuated the area.
Stuvik says the water is still coming up. The Tanana and Salcha rivers are expected to crest well above flood stage tomorrow around midnight. Stuvik says the Tanana has also flooded the Rosie Creek Chena Pump area of southwest Fairbanks. She says several residential area roads have been covered or damaged.
We have had several calls of people saying, you know, that the water is, you know, rising into where their homes are.
Stuvik says emergency responders have assisted a few people, while a number of others have gotten out on their own. She says an evacuation center is set up at a local elementary school, but that evacuees have been picked up by family and friends. The wet weather has forced the Alaska Railroad Corporation to shut down train activity north of Denali Park. The tracks aren't flooded yet, but the railroad is worried that could happen as water levels continue to rise. The heavy rain has caused damage to roads as far south as Paxson. Department of Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says water damage to the Richardson Highway was repaired as of late yesterday.
The hole that was at mile 233, which is by the Bear Creek Bridge, that was filled up and the road was returned to two lanes of traffic. They also had to fix some slides, and there was also a hole at mile 299 of the Richardson, and that's also being repaired.
Bailey says 11 straight days of rain along the Taylor Highway have resulted in very muddy conditions, and drivers are advised to exercise caution. July and August are Fairbanks' wettest months, but National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Richmond says current conditions are unusual.
These are large-scale frontal systems coming from low-pressure systems that are moving in a very fast jet stream flow, which we don't often see that in the summer, at least not in July.
Richmond says the current trend is more typical of September. There was a break in the heavy precipitation, but more rain is in the forecast. Fairbanks has picked up more than 3 inches of rain since Monday.